Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Talk about one of the ultimate acts of disrespect. The article about the guy in Jamaica. Now, of course, it's an old article. However, in the comment sections of the videos that I saw, content creators who covered it, guess what? HMT was put in those comment sections, and I even commented, oh yeah, he decided it was hockey mask time. And under those comments, I was formally requested to give my own unique flavor to that article. So yes, even though it's an old article, I'm going to make that a special episode for tomorrow. Now, let's get back to this article that was published on the 27th of June. Estranged husband charged with stabbing wife to deletion in East Hartford. Ah, the old hot butter knife of doom. Gentlemen, this just gives me a simple thought. I think that throughout history, the hot butter knife of doom has the highest body count. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. Anyway, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man accused of stabbing his estranged wife to deletion in her East Hartford home was arraigned Monday on a first-degree termination charge. First question that I would have, why were they estranged? See, once again, gentlemen, you have to ask the questions that the lamestream media won't ask in order to get the story behind what they want to put out. East Hartford police said Wilkett Valkenord, 57, stabbed his wife of 3 years, Andra Elizabeth Valkenord, in her home on Martin Circle. The 51-year-old was stabbed in her head, neck, torso, and extremities, according to the arrest warrant. Wilkett Valkenord. Don't that sound like a badass Viking name? I'm serious. That sounds like the name of a Viking who is out there just causing utter and total havoc. Seriously, you can look, you just think about it. Just think about it. Wilkett Valkenord. Yeah, that does have a very strong Viking, you know, sound as it rolls off your tongue. Andrew was found deleted in the living room on June 18th when a family member went to drop off dogs, the arrest warrant said. Police said there were signs of, quote unquote, a violent struggle in the living room and that she was a victim of, quote unquote, extreme physical violence. Okay. It would definitely sound like Mr. Valkenord snapped on an epic scale. So once again, another question that I would have, why was she living separate from him? They were estranged. What was really going on behind the scenes? Now, of course, you have this bullshit, you know, video of the family acting a plum ass fool, like she was just, you know, sitting there knitting. They never had any problems. Now, first and foremost, sounds like another stepdaddy scenario. Fellas, don't do that. Don't do it. The fact they were married only 3 years and he went to that extreme, yeah, something was definitely going on in the background that more than likely that family knew about, but they didn't think that he would go to that extreme. Andrew's family filled with multiple roles of the courthouse Wednesday. They said she was a caregiver with the state who helped adults with special needs and was very involved with her church in Hartford. The typical, she was such a good woman, blah, 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 blah. Andrew's daughters held each other, sobbing as they faced the man police say stabbed their mother to deletion in an extreme case of physical violation. Like I said, another stepdaddy scenario. However, there's a few things about this man that really let you know, in my frame of mind, why he went to such an extreme with what he did. Quote, unquote, "I just want to know why. We just want answers," Janaea Brown, one of the victim's daughters, said. Quote, unquote, "Why would he take her from us? Why would he do this to us?" Like I said, stepdaddy scenario? Yeah. More than likely, something was going on that that family does not want to talk about that drove this man beyond his breaking point. Investigators said Andrew's blood was found in Val Kinnord's business van out of Chicopee, Massachusetts, which prosecutors said was seen outside of her home when she was offline. Ah, this man is a business owner. They were only married for 3 years. He's a stepdaddy. I think we can all put this puzzle together, gentlemen. I think we can go ahead and start laying these pieces where they truly lie. The arrest warrant said his cell phone also connected to the Wi-Fi network at her home at the time of her deletion. Andrew's family was emotional as the alleged details were read aloud in court on Wednesday. They told Val Kinnord that, quote, unquote, "it's time to pay," as he left the courtroom in handcuffs. The judge called this, quote, unquote, "the ultimate act of domestic violation," before setting bond at $3.5 million. If posted, Val Kinnord would be on 24/7 lockdown with GPS monitoring. His defense attorney said he does not have the means to pay. Val Kinnord did not enter a plea Wednesday and is due back in court July 12th. Well, well, well. Like I said before, gentlemen, there are a lot of pieces to this puzzle that, of course, the lamestream media would not even attempt to put together. So, of course, with my simple common sense, it's not a far cry of why this man decided that this woman became the bane of his life. The fact he was a business owner, the fact he was also a stepdaddy, yeah. One can put these pieces together and come to the simple conclusion that all in all, more than likely, this woman was using this man. He found out something about his business And more than likely, yeah, he decided, you know what? Hey, today's the day. And you add one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle, the fact that they were estranged, the fact they were living in separate places. Just saying, gentlemen, just saying. Come to your own conclusion. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in her home. I got to give it a 10. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give him 5 extra points because he actually went into her home. He bum rushed her house and took her offline in the place she thought was the safest that she could be. So yeah, for location, I'm giving that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm going to give that a 15 as well. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this a 10 because of that shit show of an interview. Once you look at the video, yeah, we've all over the damn place. And yet, not a tear to be seen. So I'm giving the psychological impact a 10. And for the brutality factor, I'm going to give this a 25 based on the descriptions that they used. Extreme amount of violation. Ultimate act of domestic violation, according to the judge. And the fact that they set his bail so fucking high, I got to give this a 25 in good faith. So, Wilkid, Volatile Valkenord gets a score of 65. Gentlemen, here we have another case that the lamestream media purposefully will not ask the prominent questions, the probing questions. Something that this man found out about this woman drove him into extreme rage. Seriously, what could it have been? No one will ask that question. So, of course, the typical, you know, standard operating procedure, talk about how good the woman was and yet make the guy out to be a piece of shit. However, no. Something went down that they don't want to talk about. I guarantee you there is something that that family knows that they're going to take to their own graves. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think was the ultimate thing that pushed Mr. Valkenord to such an extreme extent to where he made sure to get up close and personal and go stab, 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 stab to his own estranged wife? Put it in the comments section. And for you women out here who think you're going to do shady stuff to the man you're with and that you're going to get away with it, understand this. The power you think you have in your own deceptive ways is going out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to be able to hide behind the Duluth model to keep that man away from you, that is going out right along with it. Ladies, your deceptive ways are going to come back on you full damn circle. Just like the man who I'm going to cover from Jamaica. This man found out something, and yeah, it sent him over the edge. It sent him into a murderous frenzy. And guess what? He's not the first. He won't be the last. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.